Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jeffrey Zavar back on the show. And did I tell you that you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show? You know I'm old. I forget things like that. But you are. And I think you know that. I think you probably know if it's today, it's Jeffrey. And Jeffrey, as you know, is one of our longtime brain trust members, all the way back to the previous millennium. Not more than a century ago, but the last century. And he is pretty old. He operates the Worm Cam for us out there on Main Street. He's a party of one, still home-based after all these years, still crazy after all these years. Author of a couple of books, award-winning journalist, and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate you having me, Jim.
Always a pleasure to have you. So I was telling the audience, Jeff, about you being home-based after all these years, now coming up on 28, right?
Absolutely.
You started your business the same year I started mine in 89. And so I started home. I was home based too. And the reason was because that's what all I could afford. I'd just gotten downsized. And so I had an office in my basement that I'd built more than a decade before when I worked for Xerox.
Right.
And it was a fully functioning business office that I'd always had. And so it was absolutely, for me, it was nothing more than one second I was an employee of a national firm, the next second I was a party of one. And I didn't move, I didn't change, I didn't even shift in my seat.
Yeah.
Well, the phone number stayed the same, the computer was the same, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what we see, new year, new resolutions, new plans for the future and new realities for many people. And what we see going on is whether someone like you who has, a situation, we were alike, but we were different. And, you went out and stayed with the same company. I went out and I decided after a couple of years at a small publishing company, a small newspaper, I decided, the phrase that goes through my mind is, hey, I can do this better myself.
Yeah,
and
no, you're right. I was an employee for 23 years.
Yeah, so I decided, to use the line, I can do this better myself. I decided to quit. And, with the support of my, we were newlyweds, with the support of my wife, I said, hey, what do you think? And she was gainfully employed and had insurance. And, that was the difference between what many people have to do with layoffs that come along. They may have COBRA insurance for 18 months or whatever the case may be, but they're often having to make a leap of faith with this, or the leap of faith is thrust upon them if they can't find new work. But 28 years later, it's one of those things where people have come to me and said, what would it take for me to have you work for me? Or what would it take for you to take a
day? Oh, you're unemployable, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I said, it's not happening.
I was hired many times when I had my consulting company. It was quite often people I worked for wanted me to come to work for them. And I said, I do work for you. They said, no, full time. I said, that's the worst thing you could do right now.
Yeah, exactly.
For either one of us.
You have the offers, but it's you're not, when you work from home, when you're an entrepreneur more than work from home, when you're an entrepreneur, when you're a soloist, because I also would argue that even smart employees are entrepreneurs. They have to think of their jobs that way.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're a soloist, when you're an independent contractor, regardless of whether you work from home or you take a space downtown because you want sort of an executive office suite and the buzz of an office, but you still want your own, it's a lifestyle you're pursuing. It's not just a paycheck
It's a different gait. It's a different perspective. You've really got to think about a lot of things a lot differently. It's not for everybody. You're an extrovert,
right,
and you have to have other people's energy around you, if you've been diagnosed as an extrovert,
right, exactly,
you need
if you're
to certifiable. Don't do this.
Yeah. It's hard, or...
You might think Jeff and I are extroverts, but we're really not.
If
you can keep your own... Here's what I say, Jeff. If you can keep your own company, you're not an extrovert.
Right. You know what? I got to tell you that part of it is, you know, and we have to divide the group into two: those who want it and those who've had it thrust upon them. So
I had it thrust upon me.
Yeah. So if you,
my wife didn't have a job, two mortgages, two teenagers, and I didn't say what I said was I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
Right. Exactly. And I think that what we see is that, you know, if you feel you can't do it, that's fine. But if you can't find other work, realize that this is out there. And you know, this time of year, the beginning of the year, you see a number of media, you know, publications that come out with all sorts of entrepreneurial articles, whether it's based on resolutions or the fact that Macy's just announced they're going to lay off 1,000 people, or, you know, whatever the case may be. A lot of people out there are going to be looking for work or thinking, you know, now's the time I'm going to make it happen on my own. So there's
the thing is, Jeff, and I'm going to put people on your shoulders, on the shoulders of somebody like Jeff, and a little bit me, because I did it and was successful at it. Well, you and I were home base when home base was not cool.
Right.
And the technology wasn't there.
Right.
The technology made it a struggle
right.
in those days. And now it's nothing for you to find out that your attorney, who you've hired for a special project, is home-based.
Right.
Or I know people who are running companies. The new CEO of this company or that company, well, the headquarters is in Columbus. He lives in Boston.
Right. Right.
He's operating a company from Boston.
Well, with today's, with both internet. Now, look, when I first went, not to date
myself.
There's
no internet.
Unless I was, you know, government or military.
We didn't have CompuServe. We had that, but that wasn't really the internet.
No, and now that the tools you have just make it so much easier.
Yeah.
But those are tools. Those aren't practice. Those aren't habit. Those aren't personality. Those aren't character. Those aren't the personal attributes that, you know, anybody can think they can work because they have a great laptop and an internet connection.
The main thing is, can you think differently? Can you be flexible? Can you think differently about how to monetize your time, and can you be alone? Can you be productive alone without being in a hive? If you can't, you better clock in tomorrow.
It's a real soul searching event, and those who are thinking about going solo right now, that's really what they have to think about. And you might need to test it. Give it if you can afford it. Give it 3 months. Give it six months.
Yep,
see
yep.
if you can make it over that hump.
Because you not only have to be able to make a living doing it, be productive, you have to be able to live with it.
Right.
And that's two different things. You don't have that so much in a company. We're going to talk about something completely different with our good friend Jeffrey Zavar after these messages. It's about respect.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.